This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't trust
that.
No,
hell no. No, play your golf tournament first. You and Clint. Won't you worry about playing?
Hey Ron,
that.
Guess what? The tush push is still there, dude. It's still there,
okay,
man.
So while he's antagonizing, I will get out of the way. There will be no repeat to 211. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Just play your golf tournament.
I wasn't even insulting you, bro. Who hurt you?
Yeah.
No. It's a Wednesday on the drive, and Ron's going to come at lowly producer T-Mill.
My dad hurt
because
me when
he's
I was
upset
younger.
About something with the tush push.
My dad left me at the door a couple of times when he was supposed to pick me up. He hurt me.
Man, that's real.
We're in a much better place.
I'm about to come in there and give you a hug, bro.
He looked at the TV, looked away.
That's not even a joke right there, man.
We're
a
much better place now. But
in addition to whatever this is.
You actually hurt me.
Appreciation to Deanna Modolisi for the crosstalk.
That bitch, Miss Friedman.
I love you, man.
She called me out. I was not making fun of him. I was not bullying that kid. He just had that hat on. It sounds suspicious.
I'm going to be honest.
It was a Kansas City Monarchs hat, and I always called him Buck O'Neill. And that's, apparently, he took umbrage to it and told on me.
It's his fault for
being offended? What's wrong? Is that offensive? He was one of those guys like Doug, and he wore that same hat every day.
Green
wore
sweater.
The same thing every day. He wore the same hat every day.
And shorts.
And it was a KC Monarchs hat. We just called him Buck O'Neill. And he told on me for
man,
for
you want to go get a drink out of the show, bro?
Yeah, it's a therapy happening right
Teresa
now.
Was all in my
Let
ass
me get out of
that.
The way of the therapy. I want to make sure it's
Teresa's
maximum
in town,
effective.
She is in town.
You're
you listening
hear that,
to
Teresa.
She is in town.
I'm sorry, Reggie. I know, bro.
No, man. He got 3 minutes. I'm going to see if we can. I want to push
him. Is that
Reggie.
What it is? I got to go all the way to five every
it's
day now?
I want to push him all the way
to five. Hey, man, Manchester United playing a match right now. I'm getting out of here. KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station is what you're listening to. And right now, The Drive is live.
The Drive is live. I'll be honest with you. I am, and maybe one day we'll cover this, I'm suspicious about how much of a soccer fan Reggie is. I just don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know if I buy it. I really don't.
Me and Reg talked a lot about the old soccer
Astros game the other night. Like when you're trying to sell something, you got to make sure you're up and you got to give people clues. Like I don't know. Like I see him show up at these events and I think he'd be in there for 15 minutes. I think
you're completely in, Reg. I think all that Ron speaks of is very fertile hunting ground. So I think it's
always good raw dog in the drive.
I don't know
what your intentions are, but
I don't think Reg sits up and goes Dynamo and Sporting. Let me get to it.
Honestly, I wish I was lying. I would save a lot more time in my life.
Get out of here.
All right, I'm out.
Now you go full blown interview when the head coach calls in. I mean you whether you want to or not, you know your stuff.
I'll see you steak night, Reg. God bless you.
Is that tonight, boys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can go.
If I go anywhere, I'm going to O'Neill's on the water. They got about a $200,000
I gotta take
Queen of Hearts game going.
I gotta take these.
How old are you? 90?
I can't keep Teresa with them kids.
Who, me?
A game of what going?
Queen of Hearts.
See, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You ain't got nothing to do with it.
They got badminton like after.
As much as you like to gamble,
you ain't got. And ain't
we
got
talk
nothing.
About it off air, man. I ain't getting paid to advertise.
They got a shuffleboard set up out there at O'Neill's.
No, they got some big money coming over there.
They got a chance to win some big money and some cold ass beer though.
Kind of beer would that be there?
Fury Light.
Speaking of cold ass beer, you got a chance to come hang out with us on Friday and get you some cold ass beer and win beer for a year coming up. And listen up. And I know many of you have checked. I talked to a lot of people out there that have looked at our listing of stops for our crawfish circuit. It has changed. It is not the same that is on the listing there. We will be at a Sam spot. Our guy Sam, our guy Big Sam, his spot. We'll be at Big City Wings, Copperfield location up north here. So stay tuned for that. We will keep reminding you up until Friday, but we will be at Big City Wings, Copperfield location, not in Sugar Land like it says on the listing. Big City Wings, Copperfield location. So come hang out with us on Friday as we have Stop 8, Clint. Stop 8.
Seems like we just started yesterday.
Ocho.
It does.
I'm glad we got to swing a Big City Wings in there, man. I like Sam. His places are big time. They got great drinks. Always great service. They got the Motahin wings you can lean into. I don't know that have we had Big City Wings crawfish yet?
I don't think so.
I know
so.
Not on this tour, but did we have them? Did we do it last year?
I don't remember. I don't remember going to Big City Wings a couple of years when we did Bullets and Bugs.
Aren't the fine folks of Big City Wings, though? Correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't had these, but I believe you told me they're the ones that have the crawfish-flavored wings.
They do.
That's pretty neat.
They do.
That is exactly what Sam... I was thinking crawfish is what he brought out last time, but it was the crawfish wings. You're right.
Gotta try that, man.
The tahini wings are good. The crawfish wings are good. I got to believe that... All that experience, Sam got that bullying them bugs the right way.
Yeah. Mm. If he go do it on a wing, he probably.
Yeah, if you can make a wing taste like a crawfish, I would imagine you can make a crawfish taste like a pretty good crawfish.
By the way, we'll keep you abreast for Tyler. We'll keep you abreast for this.
Whoa.
I just got to chill. Sorry. It's so cool.
You've got to be slower. You're not getting nipple to nipple.
Whoever that texter was yesterday, you already pissed him off again.
But you're not getting it nipple to nipple. That was just, you got to. You got to come across.
Like you're playing the piano?
Yeah. Well, listen here. There's one thing I know how to do,
Ron. You
got to
take a dip in the crevice.
There's one thing I don't need no damn lessons in here, Ron. No.
I mean, this is coming from a guy who said Megan Thee Stallion's ass is too much for him.
I don't remember ever saying that.
Oh, I don't.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
I don't know. But anyhow, real quick to keep you abreast, the Astros, they are trailing in the eighth inning. Mauricio Dubon did just go deep, though, to make it 5-3.
Pena's chasing low and outside.
Yeah, that's that patented pitch.
All speeds.
I thought we got away from him on that one.
Come on, Pena.
That ain't dropping no panties.
Well, he gets a chance. By the way, the ball is carrying like hell to right field. And that one, again, just did it, too. That was a routine fly ball that just carried out of the ballpark for Mauricio Dubon. But he gets them within two as I would have guessed the worst and roughest start for Hunter Brown this season as he gives up five runs, and he was unlucky on some. There was a home run hit for him, and the Astros have just hit a second home run as Paredes goes deep for the second time in today's game.
We ain't done.
Paredes is a
and
fire,
I'm telling
boys.
You, man, it's a 5-4 game. There was no wind helping that one. That thing got up all out by itself.
Straight up grown men strength.
I know he'll go with a pitch from time to time, but he is a true blue pull hitter. I mean, he is giving it everything he's got.
It's an awful dress by that lady. But that is now 5-4. There is a ball game here in the eighth inning as the Astros go deep two times in the eighth with Mauricio Dubon and now Paredes, his second home run. And the first person to give him a high five is Christian Walker, who could just he needs to touch all of them.
If I was Christian Walker out there, I'd be out there dry humping his ass. I'd be trying to get all the
I walk up there and
juju
ask him,
I could off of him.
Do you want to put my jersey on?
Yes, indeed. I mean, hey,
see if you can get it. See if you
want to wear my undershirt when you go up there to bat next?
I'm surprised you made contact with his hand.
Yeah, That was. See, man, we're getting there, man. That sounds like Jose Abreu type talk right there. I'm surprised he made contact with his hand. And we reached that point. You remember that time Jose finally went deep in Oakland and slid into the dugout? He slid when he ran out. That's how bad it got.
Let's draw more attention to the fact how bad I've been sucking.
Yeah.
I don't want to over. I mean, I'm not.
Christian Walker's a better way. By the way, real quick, Christian Walker 0 for 3 with a walk today. He did get robbed on a absolute bloop shot, which means he really didn't put a charge into it. But he is 0 for 3 with a walk. He is now 0 for his last, or he is 3 for his last 38, and well under 200 right now.
Meanwhile, Altuve swinging so hard his helmet fell off.
Yeah, Tony.
So they're looking like Jack Myers out here.
I mean, literally. I mean, tie and run, one out. Hey, get on base here, Altuve.
What if this is the time for Christian Walker? I know the boss doesn't want me to do this. I will hunt down. I'll take shots. If Christian Walker, yeah, he's got to have a chance to come up and maybe tie this game or do something. Does Christian Walker have a hit? Does he have a hit in him today?
He didn't have one in for my bet last night, a-hole.
By the way, one thing with Sam, this is our first test, Clint, as we are trying to bang out a combined 20 pounds by Tuesday.
Yeah.
That Big City Wings is going to be a bit of an obstacle.
Stay strong, man. Stay strong.
I know. A couple
wings ain't going to set you back. Just stay strong. Stay off your chips.
Clint will just gnaw on some celery.
Absolutely. Just hammer as much celery as you possibly can when you get there.
Christian! Get out! Thank God. Christian had popped up to
that
the
ain't catch. Christian. That's Diaz is better than a 400.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's right. I forgot about that. He did drop it. By the way, yes, that is the news, is the Astros trail 5-4 in the eighth. Christian Walker, it did finally happen, Clint. He did drop in the lineup. And by the way, as I said today, he's 0 for 3 with a walk now, 3 for his last 38 right now. But he does drop in the order, Clint. And I wondered, we talked about it yesterday, when Yiner comes back, does he drop in the order? And he did. He dropped from 4 to 5. He has hit 35 games in the 4 spot and has struggled mightily. Clint, this to me is a semi-big deal, because if this continues to be a problem, I'd imagine he's going to drop again whenever Yordan comes back. If this becomes a problem, if he is having an issue, Clint, in the 5th or 6th spot, like, what's next? What's the next move? That's where we are right now. It's not they've tried to wait, and now you're hurting the team, so we got to drop you. And then the next move is something nobody wants to.
Look, I'm going to tell you, Ron, with Christian Walker at first base and the struggles combined with the PTSD that the Astros fans definitely have, but I got to believe that the organization and the coaching staff also have a little bit of PTSD from the Jose Abreu situation. So that's number one, right? Is I don't know how patient the Astros are going to be this time with the veteran that's up in age that is struggling at the plate. Number one. Number two, you got DeZinzo, who has been a pleasant surprise this year, and you got Diaz, who both can play first base. Now, I'm not saying that either one of them are at this point deserving of it or should replace him, but you do have that in that situation, right? DeZinzo and Diaz, two bats that you need in the lineup. Those guys can both play first base. Then you look at the other catcher opposite Diaz is Caratini. One, he's a switch hitter, right? So you need a left-handed bat in the lineup, and he just happens to be swinging the bat better than Diaz is right now. And so there's a real chance that Caratini could get more run at the catcher position. And then, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, Yordan Alvarez, when he comes back, is going to fill that DH slot. You're going to have one less slot to get all these bats in the lineup.
And he's going to hit in front of him, too.
Yeah, I just think when you look at the situation, I think it's natural for us all to say, hey, man, that's Christian Walker, man. He's a veteran. They brought him in here. You got to be patient with him. And I am typically the guy, especially with a Christian Walker caliber player, of, hey, we got to be patient with that guy. Let's let this thing struggle throughout the year. When we get to nut-cutting time in playoff time, then we can adjust accordingly. But I'm going to tell you, with the way I just laid it out, all of those different circumstances that are very real in the Astros organization and with this Astros lineup, I don't know, Joe, how long Joe Espada and company can hang on to this.
No, I'm with you. He's hitting 194. 260. He doesn't even walk. 266. Yeah, 266 on-base percentage, just awful. That's sitting in your four spot.
Well, they just threw the numbers up there and with Yiner Diaz compared to the previous Astros four-hole hitter, and everything was damn near last in the league in the four-hole hitter. So whether it was average or RBIs or slugging, I mean, it was all bottom of the barrel. So I don't know why they said other Astros four-hole hitters. They probably should have just said him. But I just think it's becoming more and more real. More so than it probably should, given what the Astros have been through, that Christian Walker, I don't think he gets benched, but I could see him being part of a turnstile at first base, given all the circumstances.
Oh, you think Dezenzo, some platoon.
Look, Dezenzo's swinging it well. Diaz, you got to think, is coming around. Caratini's swinging it well. Jordan's on his way back. I mean, I don't know how this Astros lineup can afford. I don't know how patient they can afford to be.
Yeah, I think maybe there's one more step before that.
Sure, I agree.
I think the next step is drop him further.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right? I agree.
Remember, what did Yuli get dropped down to the 7 or the 8 spot
fighting? I think him and Abreu both smelt. I think they touched that 8 hole for sure.
Yeah, I think he's got to touch that.
8
and
hole,
then,
Tyler, 8 hole. Yeah. He touched the 8 hole.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sicko.
I didn't even make a face, but I was definitely thinking it.
Yeah, what a woman. They would drop him, and then at that point, then Clint, you're looking at either platoon or even worse. And that, like, it's May 21st, as you said, Clint. You would think it, like, it's got to be really. It has got to have gotten to be really bad for them to not say this is a veteran who has got the back of the baseball card and is hit. You know, almost his entire career, for us to say, hey, man, we got to drop him. We got to drop him. By the way, it looks like Kevin Cash is ready to fight this umpire. Some of the stuff that these umpires and managers say to each other, I'm just like, y'all for real?
I don't know if there's anything other than my wife and my 2 daughters that could get me heated enough to have a screaming match where we're touching noses.
He's come back out. No, he's not. Somebody, they can't get him. They cannot get him. We're going to play by play. Kevin Cash has been tossed, and he's really mad. Like, this isn't just, he is mad. And he keeps doing the strike, the put-out sign.
Hey, the umpire with the hair slick back, the guy behind the plate, he wants chest to chest. He wants it.
He does, and he doesn't have enough sunscreen on. And I'll just tell you that
I can relate. I'm smoked right now.
Look at some goofball in a hat.
Look at him. He wants it. I mean, Kevin Cash is mad, man.
Somebody stop man. Here comes.
He is pissed. Come on, man. At least that's good. At least the other umpire, who was clearly the trigger, took himself out of it.
Like he had to go back here and talk to the people about the review, I guess.
Like, there are times I just want to just say, here, just let him go and see what he does. Let's see him get over there. Let's see what he does.
What's he
really going to do? Like, because that's not real, Clint. Because if somebody gets in your face like that, like in real life, like somebody's throwing a punch.
Yeah, no question. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no, like, I'm
talking about either side.
Yes, there's nothing outside of disrespecting my wife or my kids that would get me that mad at another man. And not that I would want to talk to him, but I mean, that would even get me that aggressive. Number two, if I'm standing there and somebody's in my face screaming at me the way that cat was right there. Yeah, I mean, I'm at least getting him up out of my face.
I almost got him. I almost got in a fight as a softball, men's softball umpire.
Well, I mean, I could see you really enjoying that argument.
Some of them beer league softball fools their ass.
That's asking for.
It was in college.
They need an ass kicking.
It was in college in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at MTSU. I called a strike and punched him out. And this dude, like, he just, like, stared me down. And I said, you good?
Hello?
I said, you good? And then he started just throwing his hat. And then that MF almost said it. He took his batting gloves off and then tossed them at me.
Oh,
hit me in the forearm.
You don't even know I was a top prospect back in the day, dude.
Like, just tossed his batting gloves at me.
Right.
Before I blew my knee out.
Like, and it was the way that he did it one by one. Like, it was like it wasn't just he just tossed it one by one, and then
Rice was looking at me from third base for my elbow.
I had some of my roommates and some of the other guys get out there and jump out there between us.
Well played.
Yeah. The other umpire came up, I said, because I got to cussing at that dude. And I remember I took his gloves and fired him over the fence from the dugout. Go get him. Go get them.
That sounds like a show move.
It does. It was.
Show came out there.
I think I may have accidentally punched out the whole rest of the team after that. Coming up,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.